The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Yeah, we're all turning ourselves up last night. When they finished, they just turned down all the mics there. Okay. Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday morning, the 13th of February. It's 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning. I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Good morning, Trish.
I love Thursday mornings, yeah. And it's a 37 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 66 and a low of 42. And on Friday, partly cloudy with high of 68 and a low of 42. On Saturday, chance of showers, partly cloudy, 66 degrees and a low of 48. On Sunday, back to sunny skies and a high of 63, a low of 41. No appreciable rain anytime in the near future. Monday, 62 and a low of 41. So it looks like it's going to be clear and dry. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, good morning, everybody. And, talking about it, looks like it's going to be dry. I was listening to our news report today from Sue. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
Outstanding as usual. And we're not going to – it looks like the precipitation – and during the rest of the month is going to be non-existent.
Oh, dear.
And it's already dry and already starting to fight fires.
Wow.
So
we've had a lot of fires in the last week all over the county.
Yeah. And
be careful, people.
So it's going to be, when I was up on top of the mountain up at South Fork, I was looking out, and there was a lot of smoke out there. But hopefully there were control burns. They look like maybe those were control burns. But it's, of course, the ones that are being set either, by – wind conditions or whatever starts it out there.
Unfortunately, this time of year, we've had several started by smokers that are just putting out cigarettes.
I saw somebody throw one out the other day in town, and I almost rammed their car.
Yeah.
But you know what? That would
makes you crazy.
That would make that would you know it would. They would always remember it, but it would end up costing me more than probably just my warning not to throw cigarettes out the window. Hey, we're going to have we're with Mimi Mosley from Mosley Cellars.
Hey there.
A very successful business and award-winning wines that you all make.
Yep.
I guess you should – I don't know if it's make is the right word.
We make it. We have winemakers, two winemakers. My husband's the executive winemaker, and Ashley Pierce is our chief winemaker. So she's come a long way, and she's fabulous.
Well, we're going to get into that about winemaking. I lived in Italy, and I lived – with a family. I mean, they had a big compound there, and they had one place set off that they would rent to Americans or other parts of NATO that were coming in there. And I was with them when they made their wine, and it was nothing like you're doing, by the way. But I want to get into that about, the blendings and or how they do that. But we're also going to talk about a couple other things. But and then Steve Morgan, who is running for re-election in the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, will join us at 8. But also Dr. Paul DeNuca is going to join us with a phone call. It appears that Lassen County, when they put out all their ballots, had him listed as a Democrat. Which is kind of like the kiss of death in Lassen County, anyway.
Any place in the North State, pretty
place.
Much, yeah.
Well, I mean, they just, a lot of people, instead of looking at the person, mm-hmm. they just kind of look at that RD. Well, that's a huge mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And Bustamante, who is the clerk over there, said, yeah, it was, I've got some new people in the office, and, but it has to go like 2-3 people, and it's Bustamante's last thing. It's like, We had this thing for Measure A that was wrong, and Kathy Darling Allen just happened when they mailed them. She was on the show the next day and said, "There's been a mistake," mm-hmm. and she took the hit on it. But that's 102,000 more that have to be mailed out.
But the coincidence of that happening in Lassen County is interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you could say it's interesting that the Dalys lived there and been there. I mean, I'm sure that that had nothing to do with it. Anyway, let's...
I'm just saying it was interesting.
Yeah. It was interesting. You know, life's full of coincidences.
It is.
Mimi.
Yes, sir.
Tell people that, you know, that maybe just moved here or have... or don't read papers, listen to shows, or anything like this, what Mosley Cellars is.
Yeah, so we are a local winery. We used to be next door to this radio station for 4 years.
And it was kind of cool to have
it was.
Yeah, nice location,
for sure. You built us a cigar.
We did. We had a
smoking area with big fans and everything. It was cool.
Yeah. But 4 years ago, we got an opportunity to move our tasting room and winery to the same location. We're in the old KMS building up on Mountain Lakes Boulevard. We do not grow our own grapes. We buy only the top quality grapes from the best wine regions in California and Oregon. We go pick those grapes up, bring them back to Redding, and we do everything from the crush to the bottle in our winery. And it's a pretty big space, and we've got tons of tanks and barrels. We have a barrel room where people have a lot of wonderful events, and we are just, we're killing it. So we're pretty proud of that. I mean, sorry to toot our own horn, but
But you are, toot away, because you all just won a bunch of awards for your wines. Now, I've been fortunate enough to be invited to the for various events in your barrel room there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can have dinners and all types. Yeah. It's not like you're putting 100 people in there, you know, but it's a smaller event, like for dinners and this. But I was there when they had the grapes were in the they just gotten the grapes and they just been squeezed or pressed. I'm sorry,
That squeezed. Works.
You know, and okay, and for us older people, who can ever forget Lucille Ball in the winemaking where she was stomping on the grapes and got into a fight with one of the other girls there, and they both came out purple.
Right.
Anyway, but we
I can tell you no feet have ever touched our wine. And we think that would be a lot of fun to do one day, but our insurance agent said, oh, no. You were not going to do that.
You are not going to do that.
Right.
Okay. And I tell you what, we're going to take an early break, Sue, so that we can kind of get more into the winemaking process. And then I want to hear about the awards you won. And people don't know that we're in a viticultural area up here.
That's true.
And you can thank a guy by the name of Reverge Anselmo for that one.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
And we've got some info on that as well.
Okay,
oh, good.
Right. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. Trish and I have Sleep Number beds. She has her bed, and Linda and I have my bed. I mean, I just don't want to have any,
No confusion.
I don't want to see it on Facebook, Anyway, and Sleep Number has done all types of tests, and that 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress setting, and there's nothing wrong with that. And since life is a compromise, most people just kind of compromise on the firmness of the bed, and it doesn't really meet either one's needs. Well, Sleep Number allows you to have the firmness that you want on your side of the bed, and your loved one has it on the other.
No compromising with good sleep.
That's right. Sleep's vital, of course, for healthy living, strengthens immunity, increases the ability to focus. And right now, you've got a chance to buy a Sleep Number bed at 50% off.
Wow.
My Sleep Number setting is last night was 75. Linda's Sleep Number setting last night was 50.
And mine was 55. I don't vary that much. 55 is just a good, comfortable sleep.
Well, you know, like I said, right now you can get the, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, you can save 50% on the 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Sleep Number is an official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. It makes you wonder, did Patrick Mahomes
sleep on a
Sleep Number this whole year?
He may have.
Wonder what his Sleep Number setting is. Right now, go down to the Target Shopping Center, lay on a bed, find out where your pressure points are and how this bed will relax it and how the 360 Smart Bed will adjust as you move through the night. We'll be right back after these commercials, 7:14 in the morning, and it is a beautiful day out there. So time to get all that stuff done that you need to do. It's 37 degrees right now, but it's going to get warmer. We'll be right back.
And yet I walk alone. cozy place with lanterns all aglow. Somebody cried, don't wait outside, come say hello. The people there, they were singing songs I knew when I was young. From the jukebox I heard the sounds I needed to recall. I sang along with every song, I knew them all. Come share the wine, no one is a stranger here, they're your friends and mine.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. Our homeless problem did not occur overnight. The recession, AB 109, substance abuse, mental illness, and transience have all contributed. Truly homeless people need assistance. People with mental health issues need services. Criminals need to be arrested. Addicted offenders need treatment. And transients need to be held accountable for their actions.
Vote Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Leonard Modi, Shasta County Supervisor District 2, 2020.
Our casino relocation project will be a much-needed boost to the local economy. In addition to creating thousands of high-paying construction jobs, with more than $90 million in wages, the project will provide nearly 1,000 jobs. These jobs pay a livable wage and have excellent fringe benefits. These wages will be spent and taxed in our community. I think we all can agree that our community needs more jobs. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
In the corner, crying, I say, a little old wine drink of me.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-456-7719 in the morning here on the 13th of February, 37 degrees out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, has received 4 out of 5 stars in specifically targeted categories, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacement. So, sounds to me like they're doing a lot of good things over there at Shasta Regional, plus the fact of how much they support our community, the downtown, and so many other things that they do. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Trish and I are here with Mimi Mosley of Mosley Sellers.
Hello.
And we're talking about the fact is you don't grow your own grapes.
Correct.
But you do go by the very best.
Yep, only the best.
Only the best.
Yep.
And I was the fact that we're in a viticultural area, I mean, mentioned Reversion Selma because he had a lot to do with pushing
that
through.
Well, he was the one that sent the money and took the time and got the area designated, which is huge for the winemakers out here.
And what impact does that have on the wine and winemakers?
Yeah, it's really important where you get the wine. You know, we're in a very hot climate, so getting local grapes takes a lot more effort. Thankfully, the grapes from Anselmo are at a slightly higher elevation, which makes it prime for some really top quality grapes. And Marty and our chief winemaker actually have gone up there and helped them make sure the vines are in good shape. And we've been making wine for them for the last couple of years. I don't know what they're going to ever do with the wine, but it is important to make sure that the vines are well kept, but then you've got to have a quality winemaker. You can have the best quality grapes, but if you've got a lousy winemaker, you can't make good grapes.
I've known the different winemakers that were up at Anselmo's before. So talk to me about, when you talk about a winemaker, what exactly does a winemaker do? I mean, okay, makes wine, Carl. Okay, but there's a lot more to it than that.
Well, first of all, Marty started this many, many years ago, and a part of his brain has to create. And so he loved the idea of making wines and trying to get an idea of what the final product would be. He is so good at it. He could take a grape from a vineyard, taste it, and he could see what he wanted that wine to taste like as well as what foods would go with it. So it's a magical quality. 4 years ago, Ashley Pierce, our chief winemaker, walked into our life. She was a level two. She is a level two sommelier, which is a wine expert. But she also sat under the teaching of Marty and has learned so much. And she's amazing. I would put her up against just about anybody. But she's pretty wonderful. So it takes a lot of an agreeable palate. They've both got incredible palates. And then when they will taste wine, they'll check it out. They'll say, I think this one needs a little more of that. And then they play with it. And they come up with these incredible award-winning wines that we can definitely put a flag out for.
And you just recently won a bunch of awards.
We did. At the San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition, which is the largest in North America, and it's pretty big bragging rights. As much as I love Shasta County, nobody traveling through town will care that I have a Shasta County gold medal.
Only those of us who live here.
Yeah. Well, and we support everything Shasta County Fair, of course. But we won 2 golds, 2 silvers, and 2 bronze in the most recent San Francisco Chronicle. We're up against the big dogs there.
Yeah.
And we beat them. So it's pretty
good. You're up against the Napa Valley people and all of the traditional wine area of California.
Yep. And Marty and Ashley will be down there this weekend because now they do the pouring. So the wineries that won the big awards, they'll be pouring the wine and the public can come and taste all these wines. So it's a great opportunity for us and also for people in the Bay Area or wherever restaurants will be coming in. They may say, I want that in my restaurant. Marty's been working with one of our people who's in Boston, and we're already going to be in 2 places in Boston restaurants, as well as Marty's going to go out and do a winemaker dinner.
You know, and we talk about this all the time, about the things that are actually created in Shasta County.
That's right.
That go out of here.
Yep.
It's making money for Shasta County,
right.
But we're all over the United States and all over the world. With products coming out of Shasta County. That's incredible.
And we're back. We're going to have a gentleman on, I believe, next Friday. That's going to be it's Pacific Rim Industries, where he is an international. He sells internationally, and it has to do with climate, and cleaning the air. I met him on the firing range, and it was such an interesting story. But he's just one of the international or national level businesses we have in Shasta County. Now, when you say that they taste it and they add things, what kind of things?
Well, that's a really good question, because you can have four winemakers. They all get Napa Valley Cabernet grapes, and one is going to put different yeast in the fermentation process. Another one's going to do another kind, and it's so on and so on. So sometimes when you say, oh, I taste tobacco or something, it's probably because of the yeast that was used, because a good winemaker knows that the yeast is going to work well with that grape. So the other three winemakers, I mean, if you don't have a quality winemaker, it's going to be mediocre wine.
And then, you know, you hear these things. Oh, it's got a hint of vanilla, and it's got this
and
it's citrus. But is that because of the yeast or the barrels?
It can be a combination of a lot of that. The barrels, for example, an American oak is a very strong oak. You know, God bless America. We got nice strong oaks. But you wouldn't put a white wine and an American oak. And if you've ever had a Chardonnay you didn't like, most likely it probably set in an American oak. But for us, we have one of our three Chardonnays, which, by the way, come from the same vineyard where Ron Bauer gets all of their Chardonnay grapes. They don't grow their Chard grapes either. And what we do is we put one of those three in a French oak barrel for a short amount of time. So it gives just this wonderful flavor of oak, but it's very subtle. And that one actually won a silver medal last year in the same competition in San Francisco.
Wow.
Well, you know, we've known you all since you were here next door to us.
Ten years.
We've watched you grow and the things that you've accomplished. But the other thing is that Mosley Cellars does. If there's an event where people are raising money,
yeah,
you're going to see Mosley Cellars there, and you're going to see Mosley wine that you donate on the tables here.
Yep.
And so you're donating award-winning wines probably that are out there, and that's your way of helping. You know, our way of helping is, you know, as much publicity as we can give, and, you know, emceeing events. It was kind of like in lieu of handing out checks for $1,000.
Yeah,
but that's what makes the community strong and vibrant.
It does. That comes off your bottom line.
It does.
When you do things like this.
Yeah, and the interesting thing with alcohol, you're not allowed to claim that.
Yeah.
So everything that we give away, we truly are giving away.
Yeah.
And it's because that's, you know, every business owner, not only every business owner, but every citizen could do what you're capable of doing to give to our community. And we've got one of the most generous communities in the country, voted the third best, most generous. You know, that's who we are. We are a generous people.
Well, you know, in the paper today, it shows this couple. They have a heart condition. They lived out in one of the areas out here. The car fire hit, lost their home. They'd been there for like 30 years. Because of their medical conditions, it was either pay for that or pay for homeowner's insurance. Well, they didn't have the homeowner's insurance. And so what has happened is a number of organizations have gotten together, and they've taken the money they got from FEMA, and they've, you know, the couple has, and added that to it. But they've got volunteers building their home right now. And these charitable organizations, this is like their third one they've built, and they've got another one. So they're rebuilding these homes for people who don't have the means that live in the county or outside the city.
But as Mimi said, that's what this county is
about.
That's who we are.
Everybody, businesses, people get together.
Yeah.
Okay. It makes such a difference.
Let's take a quick break here. And you know what? This is about River Commons Senior Living, but the manager down there, Brian Martin, is involved with We Back to Blue. And they've done so many things. Another organization here, from providing canines to the police departments, to equipment and everything. And he's the manager down at River Commons Senior Living, which, if you've had it with the yard work, they every night Cooking every day. Okay, there's plumbing going on. I just want to travel. I just want to not worry about this. Well, think about River Commons Senior Living. It's not a care facility at all. This is for people that want a 1 or 2 bedroom place. They want to bring their pets with them.
Want to live on a cruise ship?
They want to live on a cruise ship. It doesn't move, and it's right downtown at 301 Hartnell Avenue. Gourmet chefs, activity directors, transportation if you want that. There's so many great things about River Commons Senior Living, and you can even have a personalized tour. So give Brian a call at 238-5981. Get the tour, have lunch with them, talk to the people, and see what a great place this is that several people from the car fire are now at River Commons Senior Living. They're saying, hey, you know what? Nope, I'm not going to do that. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back with Mimi Mosley and Trish Clark.
Spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, including massage, nail care, and lash extensions. Wind River Spa. Spend an hour or spend the day with us. Featuring farmhouse fresh products and PCA skin products, we are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment at windriverspa.com. Relaxation. Wind River Spa.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Reading all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
So what's scorecard scribblings all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
And now, back to our show.
He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. It says, it might be a little dust on.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air, as is mostly sellers, is celebrating over 10 years.
Just under 10 years.
Just under 10 years. Okay, you came in after we'd already been here for a while.
Yeah, you were already here.
Phone lines here are 605-4567, 735 in the morning, still about 38 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is reaching out with always trying to expand and offer new classes. They have classes in unarmed combat. The reason I'm saying this is Tony Jackson, who is very much a professional, he's like a grandmaster, offers these classes that if somebody gets, you know, close to you, and he's teaching women's classes right now for free. He's going to be on the show and talk about it. If somebody, you know, reaches out for you, what to do, how to protect yourself, how to be able to get away from them, you know, because you want to try every other avenue before you get to lethal.
Before you shoot them.
No, before you get to lethal force. And in some cases, that may be your only one. Or if you just want to learn to shoot, but not get a CCW, but just learn to shoot, learn about firearms. Northern Firearms has all of these different classes, including private classes, if that's what you want. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. Trish and I are here with Mimi Mosley, and here's the question. How can I support Mosley Family Sellers? Are they in local stores or restaurants, or do I have to go to the tasting room?
That's a very good question. Thank you.
Thank you, guest.
Yes, we're in quite a few restaurants in downtown and just outside of downtown. We're not legally allowed to say what restaurants we're in because that's the ABC will come after me.
Okay.
So I can't say that. But we are not in any grocery stores at present. But our tasting room is open Thursday through Sunday, 12 to 5. If they would like a delivery, you can go online. You can order the wine, pay for it, and I will bring it to your door.
Well, and do you have a wine club?
Yeah, that was my next question.
Yeah, it's quarterly, no charge to join. It starts from 20% and goes all the way up to 35% discounts, depending on how many bottles you want quarterly. It's a lot of fun, and we have special winemaker dinners that only that the wine club members get first dibs on, and usually those sell out pretty quickly. But yeah,
and so you do wine tasting where you pair the food with the different. I love those.
Yes,
we've been there before.
They're
so good.
And speaking of cigars, we just started a new Habana Wine Cigar Club. So you get two sticks and a bottle of wine every other month for $50.
Wow.
So it's a pretty good deal. So maybe I could give you the sticks and
Linda the
or Trish takes the red. It's usually a red wine.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
That works.
Well, I'm telling Linda about the
Chardonnay
from the same grapes of Rumbauer, because
those of my friends who drink Chardonnay on a regular basis, I know they always order the Rumbauer. When we're out.
But see, here's the thing: is Rumbauer
is very expensive.
Is only as good as its grapes.
And as good as the winemaker as well.
The winemaker. Mm-hmm. So if you've got, you know, you could probably have a lot of that same taste. And at the price point might be a little bit different.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it is. But then you have to pay for the grape.
Yeah.
And then everything that goes with it.
Yeah. I'd love to see a blind taste test between our buttery chard and their buttery chard. But again, it's not Rombauer's vineyard. It's where they get their grapes as a wholesale vineyard just like ours, just like we do.
All right. And I was glad to hear that Anselmo is still out there with grapes. That right there, you know, that's a totally different subject I'm not going to get into. But
you know, while you were on vacation, I got into it at great length one day because somebody called and asked about it.
I remember
it,
and good points.
And I just, several people had asked the question, and so I took the opportunity because the guest didn't show up that I was supposed to have. I had to have something to talk about. It was a perfect opportunity.
Well, you know what somebody asked about, and I said, well, what's going on with him? And I said, he's living in Connecticut, running his family's businesses. He's very happy.
Yeah. Bodybuilding.
Yeah. If you can believe it or not, he is into bodybuilding, and I just I've been in I'm in contact with him. You know, we email back and forth. There's always when we make it back to Connecticut, we're gonna stop at his place.
Yeah, I've been back there several times. He has a beautiful home there, yeah. And very involved. You know, they have many businesses.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such a loss to Shasta County.
It wasn't
a loss to him so much as it was to us.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Speaking of Shasta County. You are very involved in so many things.
Yeah.
You know, not just events to help people and all this, but you're really a strong supporter, if you don't mind me bringing this up.
Oh, of course not.
Of Measure A.
Yes, I am.
Can you tell me why? I mean, you're not into politics. You're not into any group. I mean, you're really,
right.
I mean, you know, like representing groups or anything, but you think this is a good idea.
I do. I have... at the very beginning, I had the same doubts that a lot of people had. But as I sat through one town hall meeting, well, the very first one that was at the Cascade, and I was sold immediately. These people, our DA, Joe Chimente, the police chiefs, all of these teams, it's like a puzzle. And if you don't have one piece of that puzzle, this isn't going to work.
Right.
And these teams have researched and done all this from a grassroots effort. And no politician was really able to accomplish this before. But as with all of these working together, it's created a program that's going to work. And it's going to be a game changer. And I think the creepers are going to find out pretty fast what our city stands for. And if we stand for letting them come and do whatever they want, anywhere they want, we're going to get more and more of them. And if we show them that we are not going to take this and we stand up to them and we say, here's this Measure A, you're going to jail. And that's going to really be a game changer. And I tell you, my brother was homeless in Atlanta for 15 years. And had Atlanta had a Measure A, he probably would be alive today. So it also gives opportunities for whoever has broken the law to get clean for a little while and determine, do I want to continue the same road or do I want to start moving in different directions. So those opportunities are available as well. So it's not just put them away. And you can't just say more jail beds if you don't have all the other pieces.
And, you know, Mimi, that's the thing that so many people do not understand. They don't understand that it's a like you say, the puzzle, analogy is beautiful. Because it is a system.
Yep.
You've got to lock them up, and then the laws start to come in where you've got to do something with them within a certain number of hours. They've got to be arraigned.
Yep.
You've got to have public defenders. You've got to have the district attorney. You've got to have the probation department. You've got all the courts.
Yep.
All of these places and pieces have to come together.
If
you just fund one area and build a bunch of beds,
it's not going to work.
It doesn't solve the problem.
Well, and I think the cool thing is going to be there are going to be other counties in California who have been facing the same problems we have with AB 109, and they're going to come and say, hey, you guys, how'd you do it? We want to adopt that, too.
You know, it's not a surprise that we're backing this, and we allow all viewpoints on on it. And some of the other ways of handling this I listen to and think that's just, you know, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
But people just want the jail. But it's kind of like your business and my business is I can build my studios here. I can put in all the microphones. I can hire the people. But if I don't have a good internet working, I don't have that shot up to the mountains, it's not going to. I need that support around me, or it's not going to work.
You're right.
And that's the simplest analogy I can give for this. That unless you have all the support around you, it doesn't do any good just to have the jail. And the other thing too is that people are confusing the city and the county.
That's right.
You know, I had a speaker on yesterday that talked about how much money they're paying the police. Well, that's of Reading. That's
doesn't have anything to do with
doesn't have anything to do with
that. And that's where people need to really get their focus. Is this is a
good
plan
point.
That is to put Shasta County. It's countywide.
Yep.
All of the cities will be included in it, all of the unincorporated area, and it impacts the system as a whole.
It does.
The issues that the city of Redding has as far as their unfunded mandates, or the county has, or the city of Shasta Lake, or the city of Anderson, for that matter, that's all separate and
that's
different
right.
than what this is.
That's right.
And it's about the criminal justice system
it is.
That will hold people accountable
mm-hmm.
and take care of the mentally health, the mental health issue. It's going to hit all of those areas.
Yeah, and I encourage people to educate themselves. There's actually a town hall meeting tonight at the First United Methodist Church on East Street, 6 o'clock. Educate yourself, because otherwise when you start spouting off these things, you don't look very smart. So that's just my personal opinion.
You need to go to the meetings. You need to answer the questions. And it just if just because it's not written the way you want it. When it says up to, if you said it exactly a number, I mean, Trish, you're in the business. You wrote those things.
Yeah, you have to give yourself, and they call it wiggle room. You have to be able, it has
That's
to be
right.
flexible, because if you write a law that says it has to be exactly, then you can't have more, you can't have less.
That's right.
You can't do that. You've got to put yourself in a position.
Yeah.
And you're going to, my goodness, this is such a big thing. That people are going to be watching, and if they don't do what they're supposed to,
that's right.
you're going to know about it immediately.
And there's
not like
that
it's
accountability
going
factor that's
right.
built into it.
That's right.
So
you know, what I would do is when this passes and on the oversight committee, even though that the oversight committee can't fire anybody, but they can, they will have a loud trumpet.
Yep.
I put Terry Raposa on it. No, I would. Terry, we want you on the oversight committee, so God knows that we know that if anything's going wrong, Terry Raposa is going to tell everybody, and he's going to have a radio station to do it in, because if they're not doing it right, we need to hold their feet to
That's
the fire.
True.
Okay, we've got to take a break here. Dolores, hang on to the after the break, and we'll get to you. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has got a fantastic group of people working for her, and does just almost magical work when it comes to finding home insurance for our people who have lost their homes in fires, and then they lost their insurance. Or they're not even lost their homes, they just happen to be in an area where they draw the circle. That and financial assistance, somebody will take a look at your financial picture and see how they can improve that. All of this at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. They've been working and helping people, seniors, veterans, and business owners since 1993. Come and call it 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages with Mimi Mosley.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with the peace of mind that your vehicle's in top operating condition. Add to that, free fluid top-ups. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter, about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hear us streaming 24-7 at kcnr1460.com.
Think I'll just stay here and drink.
Stay here and drink wine. I just want to sit here and drink wine. When I was in a Desert Storm, my buddy Michael and I said, you know, we'd get back. We're stationed at Pendleton, and Temecula is a big place for wineries. We said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to rent one of those limos, and we're going to go from winery to winery. And we're going to go in there, and they pour you this little thing, and they said, well, what would you like? Yeah, give me a shot of that red stuff. And we were just going to just drink down it with you like a tequila. You know, and thoroughly offend everybody, I'm sure, but then go from winery to winery to winery.
Drinking shots of wine.
Of course, I always say this, but thank you for serving. Marty also is a veteran from the Air Force, and so we appreciate
You know what? It's an honor to serve this country. Yep. 7:52 in the morning, I don't know if I can do this, but I've got people in here who says, oh, I saw their wine at the Market Street Steakhouse, and let me throw a few others in here. Cafe Paradiso, View 202, Final Draft. So there's, it's around time. You can't say anything, but I've got it in my chat room, so I can say
neither confirm nor deny.
I know, but I can
Carl,
say
we
that.
Need to go to the phone. Right. And
Dolores, good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry to keep you waiting there.
Yeah, no problem. You know, I have a problem with Measure A, and it's I don't think it's just the Measure A. I think I have more of a problem of the people who are representing the county and the cities who always say they're going to do something. They don't do it. And then, you know, we give them what they want. And next thing you know, we're all kicking ourselves and saying we shouldn't have done it. You know, we have to kind of really look at what's been going on in the whole country. Look at all the corruption that's been happening. It's been exposed by Trump. Okay, and look at what's happening in our county. How many times they've been saying more beds, more beds? Why didn't the last sheriff tell them to say, why didn't he focus on building a freaking jail a long time ago? They gotta be a different option how to build a jail. They should have worked on that a long time ago. That's why we have the crime that we have. It has nothing to do with Measure A, but Measure A giving them more money, giving them what they want. It's not going to solve the problem because the same people are going to be dealing with the money. You don't give the crooks, you know, my expression, the crooks the money to continue doing what they want. You have to change the people. You have to remove who you think is not doing the job.
That's part of the process with the election coming up, Dolores. Thanks for your opinion. That's why we like opening it up for both sides.
And if I could just say this, thanks a lot, Dolores. is the measure is written in such a way, this is why it takes two-thirds, is they can't just shift that money around. And I understand, but it wasn't Tom Bosenko. When you say, why didn't Tom Bosenko build a jail? It was the Board of Supervisors that said, we're not going to build that jail. And we're going to ask one of the supervisors that made that decision, Leonard Modi, he's on next week, and ask him, what was his, you know, what was your reasoning? Because, you know, he is a logical person. I would like to hear why you voted against something like that when we were up to our butt in criminals. And and you know, under the under that. So it's not, again, maybe you were levitating off
well,
the chair.
I feel the pain of this caller, because she's probably been in Reading a really long time and has seen a track record or something. And you know, people want to have their voice, and if you feel heard, then sometimes it helps a little bit. So I would encourage her to go to this town hall meeting tonight, because she might have a point they haven't thought of.
And you know what,
they might have a point she hasn't thought of.
Yeah, and you know what? Here's a chance to ask questions to the DA. I don't know who's going to be there, but it's for sure Joe Comente. But I think a lot of times the DA and the police.
And police chief Anderson.
And police chief are committed. And
they're out there. And of Anderson, too, because this was his kind of his.
Michael Johnson, amazing.
Yeah, his initial. That was his initial start. And they got kind of screwed over on that one.
Yeah. Well, his whole idea of addressing the whole system and not just doing the mental health or another place to put people or what have you. His Mike's, and he was like a bulldog with it until they would listen.
Yep. He's a great asset
really committed to
this. We love him.
We absolutely love him in Anderson.
Okay. I want to shift over from Measure 8 back to mostly Sellers. you've expanded so much in the last 10 years.
Yeah, when we first opened next door, we were making 250 cases a year. That's times 12. So it's not a lot. I could probably put that away just myself. But then once we moved up to the new location on Mountain Lakes Boulevard, we moved up to about 2,500 cases a year.
Wow.
Now, here we have been, we're almost a little over 9 years old, and we are just under 5,000 cases. We're the largest winery between Sacramento and Oregon. We've won Best of the North State for the last 5 years, and that's no small potatoes, because we don't campaign for that. I will even say, hey, if you like Bernsini better, vote for them. You know, I just want to support them in such a great way, and other wineries. But so we don't campaign for it, but we've won it for the last 5 years, and that's pretty good.
One of the things too about being a viticultural area is that people will travel to a viticulture, you know, wineries.
The people that are into wine,
they will come to this area so they can sample all the wines.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, we need to start our own wine tours up here. You know,
put them
in a bus and, you know, take them to Manton and other places, you know.
During the summertime, they do have the Manton.
They have a couple of the limos that'll take you around. And there's also DeCaro and Whitmore. You know, the wonderful thing about wineries is if you got together, if Larry Ellison and Bill Gates, so Oracle and Microsoft, would Bill Gates go to Larry Ellison and say, hey, how'd you do that? You know, that one program. But for us, we can go to another winery and say, how'd you make that? What yeast did you use? And we'll help each other because the creativity is not going to change. We're each going to bring our own creativity to it.
Hey, where is the, I just got this, where is the meeting tonight?
It's at the First United Methodist Church on East Street. I think it's right at South.
It's at South and East Street.
At 6 p.m.
You can see where Linda and I were married, because that was the street that we got married. Or that was not the street, but the church we got married in.
Got married in the street.
And that's going to be it. It's going to be at 6 p.m. We had a lot of motorcycles out there that night. That's where it's going to be. Let me see. So it's going to be tonight at 6 p.m. at the United Methodist Church.
Yep.
They're on East and South Street.
Yes.
So go on. You know what? I encourage you to do that so you can ask questions. Mimi, thanks so much for
being
with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Hey, after the news, we're going to have Steve Morgan, county supervisor and running for reelection from the 4th District. We'll be right back.
Makes me happy. Makes me feel Reverend Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. U.S. officials have announced the 15th confirmed case of the new coronavirus here in the United States. It's an evacuee from China who had been under quarantine in Texas. At the epicenter of the China viral outbreak, authorities are now using new methodology to categorize cases of the disease. As a result, there are many more confirmed cases and deaths. Health officials in China today are reporting more than 15,000 new virus cases and 254 deaths. Meanwhile, a second person who was evacuated from China has tested positive for the disease in Southern California.
The Centers for Disease Control says this isn't surprising that another evacuee flown to Marine Corps Air Station Miramar from Wuhan, China, has tested positive for coronavirus.
Most of the disease is in China. However, we can and should be prepared for this new virus to gain a foothold in the U.S.
Dr. Nancy Messonnier says this patient is now in isolation at a San Diego hospital.
That's Jackie Quinn reporting. A week after his acquittal in the Senate impeachment trial, President Trump was asked what he learned from the experience.
That the Democrats are crooked. They've got a lot of crooked things going. That they're vicious. That they shouldn't have brought impeachment. And that my poll numbers are 10 points higher because of fake news.
GOP Senator Susan Collins is on record saying she believes the president will be much more cautious in the future. A strong winter storm is pushing across the eastern U.S. with heavy rain and flooding in the south to the Ohio Valley, snow in parts of the Midwest to the interior northeast. Emergency crews are on the scene of a fiery train derailment in eastern Kentucky this morning. Authorities say two members of the CSX train were initially trapped when the train derailed into the Big Sandy River. More at townhall.com.
Pack Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in all states including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
You see it on TV every day. Global turmoil. But these international events help keep interest rates low and may even drive them lower. In response, we at Cash Call Mortgage have lowered our interest rates for the new year. And that's great news for homeowners. If you have a current rate above 2.99%, call us to see how much you can save. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing costs. And we can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. With our low interest rates and no closing costs if you qualify, there's never been a better time to lock in a low rate before it's gone. For a free quote, go to cashcallmortgage.com or call 800-299-1364. That's 800-299-1364. 800-299-1364.
Ford Motor Company has announced a recall to fix a suspension problem.
The automaker wants to look at some 240,000 SUVs and cars worldwide because a suspension part can fracture and increase the risk of a crash. The recall covers the Ford Flex, Taurus Police Car, Taurus SHO, and Lincoln MKT from the 2013 through 2018 model years. Ford says if the suspension moves a lot on the vehicles, the rear toe links, which help keep the rear suspension stable and the tires on the pavement, can fracture. Dealers will replace the toe links on both sides with new ones that are stronger. Owners will be notified starting March 2nd. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The average 401k account hit a record last year, rising 17% to a total balance of $112,300. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. A new study by the Nielsen Company shows that nearly one-fifth of television viewing in the U.S. comes on streaming services like Netflix or Hulu for people with connected TVs.
The growth is explosive since it was only last year that streaming accounted for 10% of the viewing. Nielsen also found more than half of streamers subscribe to two or more services. Streaming promises only to grow since 93% of people Nielsen surveyed said they plan to keep the same amount of subscriptions or add to them. Nielsen also says people spend nearly 12 hours a day connected to media of some sort, with the number of hours spent on smartphones ballooning. Keith Peters reporting.
California billionaire Tom Steyer says he's poised to shock the world with a good showing next week in Nevada's presidential caucuses. Steyer says his campaign is doing fine despite a poor showing in both Iowa and New Hampshire. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Today's the 13th of February, 2020. 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark, and Sue's at the helm. And what's the weather look like?
Well, it's 39 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 65 and a low of 42. Sunny throughout the week. Friday, a high of 68, a low of 42. On Saturday, we're looking for partly cloudy. Chance of rain, high of 66 and a low of 48. And on Sunday, 64 and a low of 41. Also clouds, sunny coming back in the evening. And by Monday, sunny again, high of 62 and a low of 41. No rain really predicted in the forecast anytime soon,
yeah.
Which is not a good thing for... Geez, we're just into February. So
yeah, because it's already fighting fires out there.
Exactly.
So be careful out there, people.
Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, Sue, what's the driving
this morning? Yes, we have a couple of collisions this morning. A traffic collision, no injuries at Whitmore Road and Brookdale Road. Traffic backing up in that area. We also have a traffic collision, no injuries reported on 299 near the Trinity River. Traffic definitely slowing. It might take a whole lot longer than expected if you're heading towards the coast. A spin out at Adobe Road at the on-ramp this morning. And traffic controls in effect just east of Diddy Wells Fire Station. So once again, if you're traveling, we do have quite a bit of road construction due to this beautiful weather. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay, let's go to the phones. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Fine. John's calling in. This concerns an extremely, extremely incorrect move by the Lassen County Recorder when it comes to our upcoming election in 2 weeks.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm actually the consultant spokesperson for Dr. Paul DeNuca, who's a candidate for the 1st Assembly District coming up on the March 3rd ballot. And we were just alerted, Carl, the other day, that the Lassen County ballots that were mailed out misidentified Paul DeNuca as a Democrat. And here's why it's such a big deal. He's not a Democrat. In fact, he's an independent. That's a big deal. All of his advertising and marketing has been around the fact that he's beholden to neither political bosses or political parties, because that's what it takes to fix Sacramento. And here the county of Lassen improperly printed the ballots. And Carl, I can tell you, I've worked in a lot of elections across the country. I have never once heard of this, and Lassen County refuses to correct the error, calling it a simple mistake. It's not a simple mistake. And here's the other problem. Not only have I never heard of this problem occurring anywhere else in the United States, but there's something fishy going on here, Carl. And I'm not one for conspiracy theories, but I'll tell you this. This is Megan Dolley, who's the current incumbent. Her home county is where her husband used to be a county supervisor. And this isn't the first time, the first election, when Megan was on the ballot, that something improper went on in this county. Last cycle, when Megan Dolley was running, one of her opponents was not able to get his candidate statement on that ballot.
Let me ask this question. When you say they're not doing anything to fix it, I thought I read that they were going to mail out all brand
correction.
New. A correction.
What they're going to do is, they're going to notify poll goers on March 3rd a correction, but ballots have already been sent back. Not to mention, it causes confusion in a contest that's already a fairly, you know, where voters are just trying to sort it out. The damage to the brand and the story that Dr. Duke has been telling about why he's an independent has been done. And here's the other confusing thing, guys, and maybe you can answer me this. Why is it that only Lassen County, out of all the counties in this assembly district, made this mistake? Why this one?
Bit of a coincidence.
And if you're going to make a mistake, why wouldn't you make it a Republican mistake?
Exactly.
Because it's a Democrat.
Exactly.
A Democrat in Lassen County. I don't think they've won an election in the last 140 years.
Right. And here's the truth of the matter. The truth of the matter is whether it was a nefarious political move by our opponents or not, the reality is Dr. Nanuka is the leading candidate for this race. And the power establishment, truthfully, is afraid of him because he's not beholden to any political party. And so these last-minute stunts, look, it's not going to stop us, but I think it's really important that voters know that Paul Nanuka is the independent in the race. He is not a Democrat. He is not a Republican because he thinks both parties are broken, and you've got to run an independent to fix the system.
Well, you know, and he's made that very clear on the show and other things I've read, and this has been – this, you know,
It's confusing for the voters,
and this could be, you know, this is going to be with three people running. It's going to be a tight race. So I would have thought that at a minimum, since this is the second time this has happened there in Lassen County, that they'd be taking a good look at whoever their county clerk is. So anyway, hey, John, thanks for calling, and we've talked about it on the show, and we will continue to talk about it.
Thank you for the notification. Appreciate it.
Well, it is. You know, somebody sent it to me, said, hey, I just got my ballot, and they have Paul Nanuka as a Democrat. Did you know about it? And the first thing I did was pick up the phone and call Dr. Nanuka and say, did you know about it? He says, yes, somebody called me last night because it was like Wednesday morning.
You know, those kind of things are so difficult, and to try to get the word out to everybody who received that ballot, it's very unfortunate. And as you indicate, this whole campaign has been built on the fact that he's an independent.
Right.
I mean, that's the message. And to just to cast him as a Democrat in Lassen County seems a bit of a coincidence.
Right.
Okay. Hey, John, thanks a lot for calling in.
Thanks,
and
appreciate it.
And it's a very interesting in the sense of the Chinese word interesting.
There you go.
Okay.
Thanks,
right
John.
Here.
Okay. And before we get to our guest, you were going to say something about Mosley wineries.
You know what? Mosley sellers. And Mimi and Marty Mosley, they, you know, there's a group in town that just thoroughly dislikes Bethel. And one of the things they did was they put on a Facebook page that all the businesses that are the owners are from Bethel. And they've got Mosley sellers on there. And Mimi and Marty Mosley do not attend Bethel, have never attended Bethel. And
have nothing against Bethel, but are not affiliated.
There's businesses out there that are affiliated with Bethel in the sense that the owners go to Bethel, and From the Hearth got the same thing. Oh, he's Bethel. Well, he's not. The owner of From the Hearth is not a Bethel attendee either. But once he gets out there, it seems like some people, just because they don't like Bethel, you know, they don't want to go. It's disinformation that's not valid. They want you to boycott the business. Well, the Mosley family sellers is not a member of the Bethel Church. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but for some reason, some people are really.
It's like saying you're a Democrat when you're an independent.
Yeah, I mean, especially in Lassen County. Okay, hey, does Janice have something to say about the election, or what?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what?
I'm on another station. I have heard two ads by Megan Deli that list negative things about Paul Nanuka, and I'm very upset about it. I can't even remember. It's like, she's not even been in office, and she acts like she knows all the stuff going on.
The one ad that I heard, Janice, that I thought was very deceptive, is quoting his voting record.
Yes.
He voted against. Well, now, unless she can see into the private voting of a individual, a citizen in Shasta County. She has no idea how he voted on anything because he's not an elected official. He's a citizen. So exactly. How in the world could she know how he voted on anything? And you can't look at a person's ballot and say how you voted.
And Janice, there's a comment in our chat room. I noticed on Megyn Daly's commercial makes it seem that Danuka never really votes. Well, if you look at the teeny tiny words at the bottom of the screen, it shows he did not vote on only a few things, one in 2012 and one in 2013, then two or three more in a scattered years until now, misleading in big letters.
Well,
so just exactly what you said.
How can you know?
So this is, you know, again, and then, you know, so I would prefer the candidates to, you know, run on the issues. But anyway.
It's gotten to be a bit of a sloppy race.
Well, I'm glad you saw it, too, because I was really upset about that.
Yeah, and, you know.
It made it sound like he has a voting record, like a person who's already an elected official. You should check their voting record. Yeah. Can't check his voting record because he's a citizen. He's been elected.
Yeah, last time I looked, nobody knows how I vote.
Well, hope not.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not what, you know, we're not supposed to.
I've written myself in twice for president. Did not work.
Didn't win.
Did not win. Okay, Janice, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Let's talk about Home Helpers. It is probably one of the, it's a premier business that helps people in need.
Yes.
Linda and I have both said if her parents ever needed somebody to come in, whether it's, you know, 2 hours a day or 5 days a week, 3 days a week, we'd call Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. That's how much we trust Sharon. Sharon has a business where every one of her caregivers are licensed, all types of background checks, training, and all of this. She'll come to your home for a complimentary in-home consultation to work a plan that works for you. She takes care of her people. She takes care of the people that depend on her. You can learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Reading Home Helpers, best in the North State for as long as I can remember. We'll be right back. Sorry, Steve. We're starting with Steve Morgan right after this break.
There are many jobs to do. You need the kind of power, versatility, and comfortable handling that comes with your territory. Luckily, there's a tractor built to pull all that weight, the Kubota L-Series. Get an L-Series tractor for zero down with 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a 6-year limited powertrain warranty. Now through February 29th, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to an
North State with no more homeless vets.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio station with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Today is the 13th of February. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, where Linda and Trish meet every so often. As Linda said to me when we first got together, she said, "Hon, you can never have too many guns." And then she kind of turned around, turned away, but I still heard it. Or too many diamonds.
There you go.
Oh, there you go. Four Winds
Jewelry. Cannot have too many guns or too many diamonds.
So this is the place to go to. We've thoroughly endorsed Four Winds Jewelry. I want to make something really clear, and I think we all were just talking about it, is Megan Daly did not issue those ballots.
Yeah.
That came from Lassen County and
the
county clerk's office. And it has nothing to do with the fact that, you know, nobody from Megan was not sneaking down there and changing them before they got printed. Okay. So I just want to make sure that people don't try to draw a line between Megan Daly and the mistake the Lassen County clerk's office, the huge mistake they made. Okay, is that fair?
It's fair.
It's fair.
All right,
okay,
move on. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, District 4. This is Steve Morgan, your supervisor for District 4, and I'm glad to be here. Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Trish. I appreciate this. And it's been an interesting first half hour listening to a lot of callers coming in.
Oh, yeah, and we just turned away a couple more because this is your time.
Okay.
And to talk about your running for re-election.
That's
and
correct.
So you've been there for?
Well, almost 4 years.
Almost
yeah,
four
it's
years.
A little over three in a couple months.
Did the what would you say your biggest accomplishment is there, Steve?
I think my biggest accomplishment is working with the board to get the extra jail beds in the jail, the 103 beds. That was a long, drawn-out process of going back and forth to Sacramento. Sacramento is so tight about, you know, doing things in the jail. You know, we had to add showers. We had to find money in order to get these 103 jail beds. You know, it's not an easy task dealing with Sacramento, any which way you look at it. You know, you've got so many people up there that are on boards that haven't been elected. They've been appointed, and boy, I tell you, they do what they want to do.
And what we do here, it's what we always have to remind the citizens out there, that the laws, we are an arm of the state.
I know.
A county is.
Yes, it is. But
we just simply cannot do things a lot of times the way we want to do them.
True. But the trouble is, there's another thing to that, too, that they don't send the money. They send out a law, AB 109.
They send out a lot of rules.
Yeah, a lot of rules, but no money with it. If they do, it's $1.295, and that's about it. Make do, you know, and so.
Well, let's just go to Measure A, then. Tell us, are you supporting Measure A?
Absolutely. You know, I spent a lot of time with Joe on this, being the fly on the wall and also the devil's advocate. And we sat down a lot of times, and I asked questions and this and that. I said, what about this? What about that? What about this? And Joe worked very hard on Measure A. I've been to two or three of his presentations, and he's done a terrific job. There's, you know, it's been through our county lawyers. I believe in it. I put my name on it, on the ballot. And, you know, I've got a lot of comments that come in to me personally. Take it off the ballot. Take it off the election. Take it out of the election. Don't do anything, you know. But you can't do it. It's already been submitted and here and there. And I believe that it's been done the best that they could do. After you go through the county lawyers and everything else, I mean, what else are you going to do?
Are you going to supplant money, Steve, if you get reelected? Are you going to take money out of the general fund and spend it anywhere else? In other words, you've got it cost, I think 2 years ago it was $9.7 million to run the jail. When you get all this money from the tax, are you going to then pull that money that's already there and spend it someplace else?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. This is new money, and it's got to go for new things such as jail deputies, their training.
What about the old money? You know,
the old money is there, and that's the old money. You can't supplant the money. No, you can't. No way in God's green earth can you do that.
I think people need to know that you can't take the money away from the old just because you have the new coming in.
No.
So, but it comes down to trust on the Board of Supervisors that you won't do that if you need that money someplace else.
Well, you know, people have to trust you sooner or later. You know, we had, a year ago, we had that supervisor's chambers filled with people. They were standing room only. This is what they wanted. They wanted, you know, public safety. They wanted us to do public safety something. And this is the idea that we came up with. Joe came up with it a long time ago, and it took him a bit of time to go to every entity that's on the ballot and find out what they wanted. Okay, this is what they wanted.
It's a system.
And the money will be there, and the Board of Supervisors will be looking at it. We'll have a citizens committee, which will be able to alert us if somebody is going down the wrong road. We'll also have an independent audit that will be taking place every year. So, I mean, the safeguards are there, you know, and people want to say that the Citizens Committee is not empowered to do anything. Yes, they are. They're going to be part of the people that are be looking at it and being able to come to the Board of Supervisors and say, hey, what they need, or, you know, is it going the right way, the way it's supposed to be, or they can go to the paper or whatever's necessary to get this straightened out if it does go down the wrong road. There's a lot of information in there that, unless you're a lawyer, I guess, in some instances, it's a little hard to understand, but if you just read it through the way it's supposed to be and understand where the money is going to the different entities, it should be a fairly simple vote.
Were you here for the ARC about the building the adult rehabilitation center? Was that before you?
That was before me, but okay. I was attended all the Board of Supervisors
meetings. Would you have supported that?
I needed more information, tell you the truth. I probably wouldn't have. I would have said, hey, wait a minute. We can't be taking money and be sending it back to the county or the state. You know, that's a lot of money. But on the other hand is you got to have somebody to man that new ARC. Right now, our jail personnel, they're working 12-hour shifts 7 days a week, and that's not right. So what do you do if you build a new jail and you build it bigger and you get, say, close to 500 inmates? You've got to have the people in there to support it. If you don't have the support staff, you're dead in the water. And also, I think that the state required that within 30 days or 60 days or how many ever days that you have full support for that particular building that they gave you the money to build.
But it also is that you didn't have to fill up the building. You could have had three people in.
Well, we could, but that's kind of crossing your fingers and hoping that the state doesn't slap you down.
Okay.
We're here with Steve Morgan. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about several other things that have been going on in the county since Steve's been here, and his what he is looking to accomplish if he gets reelected for the next 4 years. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, community-run, community-owned, not community, but locally-owned, locally-run. Yes, we all have a part of that bank. Highly professional staff committed to providing the highest level of personal service. We have worked with Cornerstone Bank over the last few years, and they are just, just wonderful people to work with. Two locations in town at 1845 California Street and one 92 Hartnell Avenue in the O'Reilly Shopping Center right there. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com, or better yet, just stop in there and experience how they're moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, 8:30 in the morning, 41 degrees out there.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to play. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, 41 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 8:34 in the morning here on the 13th. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 25 years. We thoroughly endorse Alliance Heating and Air for the work they do. They show up on time. They know what they're doing. They guarantee their work. And it doesn't get too much better than that I can think of. Voted best in the North State. Call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. 8:35 in the morning, Trish Clark and I are here with Steve Morgan, who's running for re-election in District 4. And, Steve, you talked about being able to get money for the to expand the jail. Everybody knows that the plan came from the from the jail captain down there when he did all the work on it, but you still have to get money for it.
That's correct.
In that, but if you are reelected, what's the first thing you're going to do?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is when Measure A passes, then we're going to have to wait for the money to come in. But we're going to have Sacramento is going to have to divvy that money out, and then we can already start making plans, getting the architects busy. We've already got designs on what the expansion might look like, depending on what the board likes and how much money comes in. And then also the particular entities, Anderson, Shasta Lake, Redding, Public Defender's Office, District Attorney and that, then they can start planning on trying to get the extra people, the new people, with that new money to come in and try to figure out where they're going to put them. But I'm sure that they do already know where they're doing, because Public Defender's and the District Attorney's Office, they're already short on people, really short. I mean, their caseload is unbelievable. It's almost as bad as the jailers with the shifts that they have to work. I know that the Public Defender's Office, for a fact, has lost more attorneys because of what the caseload that they have. And that's the same way with boots on the ground for the Sheriff's Department and Redding. They need this money. They need the public safety to, and the people need to realize that they need to get these boots on the ground to correct what's happening.
Is the let's move past Measure A. That's
okay.
That's the big that's the elephant on the table right now. But there's other things that impact on the people here.
Right.
The permitting and the fee processes. Do you think that everything's working there the way it should?
Well, I hear a lot of stories from people, and that's something I really want to look into. I heard a story last night that a gentleman wanted to put up a 20 by 20 covered garage type of thing. And he said, and they went to the permit department and everything else, and the price that they quoted him was kind of ridiculous, he thought. And he said, forget it. He'll just do something else.
One of the things that I just recently ran into this again with someone asking how to approach this, because they own a piece of property. They purchased it many years ago. They had a lot of buildings on it.
Mm-hmm.
They just went in to do something to one of the buildings to get a permit, and then they get a notice from the planning department that they've got a barn on their property that isn't permitted, and they've got this on their property. These buildings were all there when they purchased the property 10, mm-hmm. 15 years ago, have been there for a long time. How far can we go back and say, oh, well, this wasn't permitted 50 years ago, and now in order to do something else on your property, you have to permit it?
I hear you, and I'm hearing that same story myself, and that's going to be one of the things I'm going to be looking into. I've got a whole list of things that I really want to take a look to, and that's one of the keys.
So Stan, if you get a call from somebody or a letter, and they approach you as their county supervisor, what do you do with that?
Well, what I do, number one, is I go talk to the head of resource management, number one, and I give him the information. And also what I want to do is I give him a complaint form, okay? And they can get this right off of the county website. They can fill out a complaint form, and what it does, send it in, and they get a number on it. And that makes it easier on me. It makes it easier on the resource management people to get this complaint form in and get it signed and get a number assigned to it, so that when I get another, question on what are you doing about it, okay, well, I can call resource management and say, hey, case number umpty frat, And what are you doing about it? Why aren't we getting, you know, accomplished on it? And so,
well,
that's,
you know, Steve, my question is this, is that when you were running 4 years ago, this is one of the questions I always ask people is, what about the permitting process, and what about the not so much fees, because a lot of those are set by the state, as are some of the permitting process. But I ask this for everybody. And 4 years ago, you said that, you know, you're going to be taking a look at how the permits are done and all this, streamlining it. What have you done to do that?
Well, I think what we did is, because of the fires and that, and we had so many houses burned down and buildings and everything else, we did streamline it for those folks to get their houses rebuilt, which was quite a few houses, and I think we've accomplished that. But I think we still need to do some more work on the permitting process for the other folks that didn't get their houses burned down.
The well, but just things like what Trish is talking about is that it seems like that one of the first things that everybody says they're going to do when they get in there is go down there and ensure that the permitting process is streamlined, that you have one person look at all the plans, and that so they don't have to keep coming back. Has anything been done to do that?
Well, I went down there the other day, and I had a meeting that I had to go to, and I looked on the counter, and there's information there on when you get a permit, all the different things that you need to do. And I think that's a plus. You know, it's a good start. And what I need to do is investigate a little further. I've been working on a lot of other projects that
I
thought, well, short-term rentals. Mm-hmm. That's coming up at our July.
That's a huge issue.
March
in the
25th.
I know, I'm sure it is in your
February 25th meeting. I'm running myself a month ahead of time. But anyway, that's been important. That's been in the waterworks for almost 4 years. The trouble is that our head of resource management, he retired, and then a new person, Mr. Paul Hellman, had to take over, and he almost had to start over from scratch. But the problem with this is we're talking about the short-term rentals not only in Lakehead, Shingletown, and up in Fall River Valley, and those people, everybody's got a little bit different take on it, and it's quite a basket case, if you might want to call it that, to try to gather everything together and make it under one ordinance.
So you're talking about the bed, like the bed and breakfast, and the little rental cottages.
Right, more the people that have a house and they want to rent it out. You know, a lot of these rentals up in Lakehead and a lot of Shingletown and that, people buy the house and they rent it out during the summertime. And that's where the problem comes in. They rent it, and they say, well, it's for four people. Next thing you know, they got 12 or 16 people in there. They're party-hardying all weekend long. I'm getting calls and calls and calls, and the sheriff goes up, and nobody's there. Cars are parked every which way. The garbage is a mess, and that's and that. So on the 25th, that ordinance is going to come before the board. I've sat through the two planning meetings on this ordinance, and the first one, everybody had a different piece of information that they wanted to add and subtract and add, and you know, it was kind of hilarious in a way. It's kind of like a Keystone comedy. But on the next one, everybody came together and they made an ordinance and said, okay, let's go ahead and vote in the ordinance and see how it works. It's one of those things that you're going to have to either subtract or add later on. And I think that's important. The other one I want to do, and I've been thinking about this one, is we got a needle problem. We got needle problems. They're all over the bloody place in the parks and everything else. And these guys get these free needles. They don't bring them back in for an exchange, do they?
Of course they don't. And no. And why would anybody expect that they would?
I don't know.
You're giving a person a needle to do drugs, and you think they're going to be responsible
and
return
what will
the
do,
needle.
What will you do about that?
I think it's time to stop giving out.
It's a county project, and somebody gets stabbed or raped. Where does the county fall into that? Now, I don't think it's a bad idea to have provide housing